Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Paul urges us in his letter to the Romans, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. That statement is one of the suggested offertory sentences for the Holy Eucharist. And it's always puzzled me because at that moment, aren't we being asked to give monetary gifts back to God from what we have been given from God? But upon further reflection, the giving of our monetary gifts and our talents don't mean very much to God unless the first gift we give as worship is ourselves, in mind, in spirit, and above all else, in everything we do every single day. While I was on vacation, which is a bit of a misnomer for parish priests because one's flock is never completely out of our thoughts and prayers, the news gave reports of our world, our country, and our communities being full of hate-filled activities. Escalating military tensions in North Korea, violence and death in Charlottesville, Virginia, multiple reports of road rage, two Kissimmee police officers murdered, and while I was preparing this sermon, a chef was murdered by a disgruntled former employee in Charleston, South Carolina. Such events don't just happen. They have to be fueled by wicked, unacceptable, and defective thought until rage strikes the match that lights the fuse that causes the destruction. Concerning the August 15th violence in Charlottesville, the Los Angeles Times ran an interesting article entitled, Who Was Responsible for the Violence in Charlottesville? Here's what witnesses say. From the eyewitness accounts, whether it was the militant alt-right, the militant Antifa, both of which I had to look up to figure out who they were, or individuals who were responsible for the violence, not the death, all depended on where the witnesses were standing on that day. Some of the responses to the violence were quick, but lacking compassion and thought, while other responses were compassionate, comforting, and healing. And I found these two responses meaningful. The very Reverend Randolph Hollerith, Dean of the Washington National Cathedral, wrote, Let me be perfectly clear. Violence and extremism in the guise of racial identity or racial pride are as sinful and twisted as violence and extremism committed in the name of God. The tragic events in Charlottesville today and the hatred that fueled them grieve the heart of God. All of us need to repent of the racism that still flourishes in our nation. Together we join with all people of conscience and goodwill to pray in the words of our prayer book that God would take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts, break down the walls that separate us, unite us in bonds of love, and work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth. And our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, wrote, The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King wrote a book, his last one, with a message that rings poignant today. It was titled, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? One of his insights then was that a moment of crisis is always a moment of decision. It was true then and is true now. Where do we go from here? Chaos, indifference, avoidance, business as usual, or beloved community? I'm a follower of Jesus of Nazareth because I believe the teachings, the spirit, the person, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus have shown us the way through the chaos to true community as God has intended from the beginning. August events and those statements inform us that prejudice, racism, and arrogance will always lead to hatred, anger, and violence, which throws our communities into contempt, chaos, and crisis. But where does all of this begin? Where does all of this begin? It doesn't begin with the other person. It doesn't begin with someone else. It begins with us, with the person we see every time we look into the mirror, which is what Paul is getting at when he tells us to not let the world shape us and not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Because when we let the world shape us and think we are better than we truly are, then we are unable to discern what is the will of God. We will not know what is good, acceptable, and perfect. And we are not presenting our bodies as living sacrifices that are holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. To end anger, hatred, racism, and all inequalities, and become beloved communities, we must first think more highly of the other person, whomever that may be, than we think of ourselves. We must realize that the first offering we are to give to God is ourselves, by asking forgiveness for our thoughts, which lead to unacceptable behaviors. And we must pray for those who hate us in order for our hearts to be healed, our prayers to be answered, and for us to behave as one body of Christ, whose sole mission is to show the world the love of Jesus Christ instead of a world of hate. Before you come up to the altar today, ask God to forgive you of the angry thoughts you've had, especially if you're still holding on to them. Pray for those who have hurt you or are hurting you, so your heart can begin to heal. And give to God the best and most valuable gift of all. And that gift is you. The blessing I'll be using for several weeks begins with these words from Maya Angelou in her book, Celebrations, Rituals of Peace and Prayer, which will hopefully help you present yourselves as spiritual worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in order for our communities, nation, and world to be filled with peace and love instead of anger and hate. Let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer, and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. We will now have a moment of reflection.